Sarah Lynn, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
We're talking about the Pyxis Piano Quartet. It's Delaware Art Museum's residential classical ensemble. And it's returning home to the galleries where they played their very first concert over a decade ago on Thursday, April 29th. Tell my listeners all about what's going to happen on Thursday, April 29th.
Sure. So this is Pyxis' final concert of the 2020-21 season, which has been all virtual. And this concert is, like you said, back at home in the Pre-Raphaelite Galleries, where they very first played in 2009. And this is important because the way that the galleries are configured now is how they were in 2009. And they're actually going to be changing it up this summer. So as you'll see them in the concert, they will no longer be like that. But Pyxis is, they were excited to, of course, play in the Pre-Raphaelite Galleries and be in there. It's a pre-recorded concert that will be streamed on the 29th, at the same time for a virtual audience.
And how can people get tickets for this?
People can go online to delart.org. Under What's On, we have a list of our programs, including the concert.
Give me some background, if you can, about Pyxis. How long has the quartet been around?
So they've been in residence with the museum, and they've been a formed group with the museum since 2009 when they first played. That's when they first formed as well. So they've been exclusive to the museum for that time, and they also play other places since then. They have done many work. What they do is they have made many connections between the artwork, the time periods, and the music that they're playing. So they're often going in and doing a lot of research beforehand to find those connections. They've also done some commissioned work by local composers in the area as well.
All right. So as you said, this 12th season concert is especially meaningful. It's the final time the ensemble will play in the galleries where their artistic journey began, because on June 21st, the museum's renowned collection will close as the museum reimagines the stories it tells with art. Remind everybody what's going to happen here.
Right. So we've been working hard over the past few years and throughout the pandemic to reinterpret and think about the collection in new ways. So some things have been shifting around. We already have one of our galleries reopened, the John Sloan and Ashcan School Gallery. We're currently reinstalling the American Galleries and American Illustration. So things are just moving around. And even though this will be the final concert in the Pre-Raphaelite Galleries for Pyxis, this isn't the final concert with Pyxis. We, of course, have always had them in other spaces as well in special exhibitions. They've also played in Fusco, our main entrance area.
Remind people how we can get more information about the Delaware Art Museum and the ever-changing things going on there.
Yeah, again, you can visit delart.org. On there, there's updated information about the reinstallation, the gallery closures, and when they're reopening. And you can also find out more about our performances, our concerts, and programs.
Sarah Lynn, anything else you want to tell my listeners about Pyxis and the Piano Quartet in concert at the Delaware Art Museum on Thursday, April 29th?
Yeah, after the concert, there will be a post chat, and we'll toast Pyxis for the season.
That'll be fantastic. Looking forward to this, really, and I'm sure my listeners are as well. Thank you so much.